All right, you've heard them play. If you don't know who we are, I'd love for you to know that the man on the bass, on the five-string electric, as well as the upright bass fiddle, yeah, there he is. He comes to you all the way from Cleveland, Tennessee. That's right. That's right. The Cleveland, the one in Tennessee. And we first met years ago when he was playing with Jerry Douglas. And I'm so glad we did, because I never had more fun than to get to play with Mr. Todd Parks on the bass and the vocals. Our drummer, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in our 24th year of playing together. Music too. We do all of it. But originally from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hold your calls for Albuquerque. We have to go on the show. Gotta keep it moving, keep it moving. You're not gonna ever meet a better musician than Mr. Chris Brown on the drum. That's right, someone out here has recognized him for being the IBMA Drummer of the Year, International Bluegrass Music Association, 8-time Drummer of the Year. Thank you. If there were a category for that. Appreciate the man in the Billy String shirt yelling that out. Our five-string banjo player, he hit the stage warmed up tonight, friends, as he always is. Now we're going to feature him on. He's going to fix to play the low-tuned banjo. I'll tell you a little bit more about. But from Bainbridge Island, Washington, that's a state. Way out west, past Colorado. But joined up with us in 2020, and thank you so much for doing that. Mr. Wes Corbett on the five-string of the vocals. Wes joined us in late January 2020, and we played 14 gigs and then took the year off. But so did you, right? So, gosh, it's good to see you. And the man with the guitar, originally from the state of Massachusetts. Oh no, you've hurt his feelings already. It's okay, Mojo. On the acoustic and electric guitar, any vocal part you need. And hey, and speaking of the world of the International Bluegrass Music Association, he's won awards there as, say, the Recording Engineer of the Year. He's and also won an award for mentoring the youth of bluegrass. There's a bunch of good young bluegrass pickers that play and sing better because of him. You need some good mojo in your life. Mojo here, Stephen Mojin. Mentioned Wes is now playing the low-tuned banjo. That's a trend that John Hartford started back in the 70s. And we want to do a couple of tunes thinking of John Hartford right now. A couple years ago, not quite a couple years ago, but had a record come out. It's called Radio John, the songs of John Hartford. So 9 out of the 10 songs were written by Mr. Hartford, some of which I got to record with him, sing harmony on, play mandolin. And this one is the only one that was not written by John, the title song. But my friend John Pinnell and I, we wrote the bluegrass train that we did earlier. John and I wrote this. John was from Illinois originally, so he grew up a lover of John Hartford, and I grew up close to Nashville, and I saw him on TV an awful lot when I was a kid. I had that good fortune. And but anyway, we tried to write a song about John that talked about all his many talents, and if you knew of him, there were many, right down to being a steamboat captain. And so originally we had 22 verses, so for your listening enjoyment, it's been cut way down. But that's how talented Hartford was. This is called, is named after his nickname when he was a DJ as a young man, a disc jockey on KSTL St. Louis when he was a young man.